The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chew, you know Cooper DeJean, Iowa guy, Iowa kid?
Familiar with his work? I do not.
All right,
I just think the mustard is so overrated.
The mustard?
Dijon's terrible.
Oh, Jerry, you got no mustard, huh?
It's on the door.
What, this yellow stuff? No, I said mustard, Jerry. Dijon.
I know. I had to throw that out there. I think we all agree that Dijon is terrible mustard.
So wait, where would you rank Dijon amongst the mustards?
Honorable mention?
No.
That's Bush League.
Hey, wait. What are you guys going to leave it there? That's like half a pound of turkey.
Oh, no, I can't eat that. You can't eat a sandwich without Dijon.
Yeah, you're right. I really should keep more of your favorites on hand.
Dijon is like a fifth or sixth round pick.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count our chest.
I've got the fuzzy mouth this morning. I forgot to brush my teeth. I was telling Gabe, I went downstairs. My daughter woke me up at 5:30. She was hungry. Went downstairs to make her breakfast. Made the other child breakfast. Never made my way back upstairs to brush my teeth. So now I've got the...
Did you also not go to the bathroom this morning?
I also did not go to the bathroom. Thank you for noticing, Gabe.
Well, because that's the other thing. Because the first thing I do, feet hit the ground. I walk into the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
take care of that business,
mm-hmm.
turn, there's the sink,
mm-hmm.
grab the toothbrush and go.
It's yep.
The first two things that you do in the morning.
Absolutely. No argument here.
There's just... no toothbrush in the Mary Poppins bag? That's kind of strange.
Oh,
I thought that'd be
question.
A staple.
I to be honest.
Wait, hold on.
If it's not a brand new toothbrush, if it's just a loose toothbrush rolling around in there, I don't know if you want to put
that in your mouth. I'll use a loose toothbrush.
How about a mascara brush?
No, that would have, I mean, if it was a clean one, if it was a one that you get before you use it in the mascara, yeah, I could use that as well. I can use my sweatshirt, right? I could just stick my thumb.
I've used a washcloth before.
Yeah, no.
Well, yes, I can.
I mean, can you? Yes. Would I recommend it? Absolutely
Why?
Not.
What's on my sweatshirt?
I could pick up my shoe and do it, too.
Ew, gross.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be uncivilized. Yeah. You never forget to brush your teeth?
No.
Ever?
No.
That's because you don't have children.
No. It's the first thing I do. Again, I explain to you my morning routine.
I understand, but sometimes, and this is the case today, things take you off the routine. Something messes up the order of operations. And when that happens, unfortunately, today, the thing that got sacrificed was me brushing my teeth. And you're sitting way over there. What do you care?
Well, I mean, I don't. But, you know, the person you're going to interact with next is...
So it's got that, like... fuzziness.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know,
from
just like
about.
Sleeping, it's got the fuzziness on your teeth. I'm going to be doing that all day today.
Yeah, please don't.
You could not do that into the microphone.
What's worse, not brushing or deodorant? And I don't really care because I don't use deodorant.
Yeah, I would say not brushing.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one? The thing I'm concerned about is how is it going to affect other people around me? Is my stinky breath and maybe having something stuck in my tooth course or possibly smelling to everyone that comes?
Well, either way, you got to maintain your distance, right? Like, that's a given. How far are you staying away from people if you don't wear deodorant?
I don't know if I'm staying away. I'm definitely keeping my arms pinned to the side, so more than normal.
Lock it down.
I think a woman without deodorant is scarring. And I'll tell you why.
Hold on, bud. Hold on, man.
I'll tell you why.
You can't be the guy that goes, I don't wear deodorant. And then
it doesn't matter for a guy, Gabe.
But then be disgusted by somebody who doesn't wear deodorant.
I went in for a hug of a family friend one time who had deodorant, female, and to this day I'm scarred.
What about you?
Yeah, but that's like, just no that one person, by the way. Like
there are days, Chu, where you walk by me and I almost pass out.
Seriously?
Oh, no. My son here was kind of chilly. We were going on a boat ride, took one of my Roebuck, Gabe, hoodies.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "You're disgusting." He's like, "This thing smells so bad."
Oh. Because he doesn't wash anything.
No, I recycle.
Saving water.
Yeah, how socially conscious of you. Yeah.
Really trying to, you know, limit the carbon footprint over there.
Although socially, it actually works for you as well, because then you don't have to get near people, which is your preference.
It's a win-win for the big guy.
I think not brushing your teeth is probably worse. I don't wear deodorant most days. Now, if I go to the gym and I don't shower shortly after, I'll throw some deodorant on to help with the smell. But most days, I'm not throwing deodorant on. I get very leery about the chemicals in deodorant and then just...
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Right there up near my lymph nodes and whatnot. Like, it just... That makes me very uncomfortable. I'm a weirdo, but you guys know that.
That's why when I go get a haircut after I work out, I put the deodorant on the outside of the shirt, just a couple swipes down there.
That's...
And it works. It
works. What's stranger, not wearing deodorant or swiping it on the outside of your shirt?
You just use Axe body spray. They still got to make that, right?
Just, I'm not a quick Axe bath.
You're behaving like one.
Now, if you said Old Spice, okay. You know, some aftershave.
I'm sure they have Old Spice spray.
Old Spice is having a bit of a renaissance, by the way. Renaissance? Oh.
Renaissance is the word.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I was thinking resurrection.
Resurgence?
Resurgence would also work. Thank you. All these big syllable words, multi-syllable words. Old Spice, because they got all the commercials, and they got a whole new line, right? It used to be just that little bottle of, like, the stuff that burned when you put it on, but they've got body
the aftershave.
Wash.
Yeah, aftershave.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin McAllister style.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. I forgot to brush my teeth this morning, and I'm feeling a little fuzzy mouth. I probably do have a toothbrush in the bag. Should I check and see? Should we go?
But again, if it's loose, do you really want to be having a toothbrush that was loose that could have been next to a dirty diaper?
Well, there's no dirty diapers in the bag. I would take that chance. Right. I would take that chance. I would rather use a loose toothbrush in my bag than go the next 2 hours, 2.5 hours without brushing my teeth.
This is the problem I have with the whole, well, it has heavy metals and deodorant. I'm leery of it. Now you're going to pull a toothbrush out of a bag.
Maybe, potentially.
Potentially. That could have touched anything. Could have any sort of chemical on it.
Okay, we got toothpaste.
Oh, we got toothpaste.
We got toothpaste.
So right now you can go toothpaste and finger.
Halfway there. Or halfway there. Oh, I have a tampon.
I guess you could.
I mean, if
it's a little fuzzy, you know, throw a little toothpaste on the tampon.
That's up to you.
I'm just saying that would be sterile. That would get away from your issue of it not being sterile, yes. Joshy. I have a Purell wipe from an airplane at some point. That's not going to help.
It's not going to do you any good there.
Snackies. I have some chargers that I don't know what they go to. All right, so that pocket is cash. No toothbrush in that pocket. We'll go to
the next
one.
Wait, it would be in a pocket? It wouldn't just be in the main bag?
Well, I got a side pocket here. Yeah, I got a side pocket. I got a essential oil. Essential oil for calm. That's not going to help me.
Essential oils.
can't brush our teeth. Yeah.
Essential oils.
The essential oils.
Well,
yes.
To be fair, I haven't cracked it either. This is just in case of emergency. Like I'm on a plane and I have a panic attack. I pull out the essential oil and maybe it helps me get through. I got a little Vaseline, a little for my lips. That won't help me with the tooth thing.
Some garbage that you just discarded.
Well, that was the Vaseline.
That was for the Vaseline?
Hold on. Didn't models put Vaseline on their teeth?
Ooh, to help with
to make them shiny or what?
No, so when they smile, the lips go up higher and stuff like that. You never heard of
that? Yeah, I have heard that, actually. Yeah. I got a couple of hair ties. I got some scrunchies for my daughters. It doesn't look like I have a toothbrush, guys.
You can make it work.
Charger, hat, markers. God, I really thought there was a chance I had a toothbrush in here, you guys.
Well, again, because you never know what you're going to find in there. There's literally a chance you could find anything in
there. Well, I got a pair of underwear.
See, again, this is why if there's just a loose toothbrush rattling around in there, I don't know if you want to put that said toothbrush in your mouth to, you know, clean it.
Do you know why I have a pair of underwear in my bag? Because sometimes when I'm packing for a trip.
Why would you think we would have an answer to the question of... Do you know why I have underwear in my bag? No, I have no idea why you have underwear in your bag.
I found sunscreen. Sunscreen.
That's again still not gonna doesn't help you here.
I have underwear in my bag because sometimes when I'm packing for a trip, I'll be like doing in my head like the checklist, and I'll be like, "How many pairs of underwear did I pack?" Well, okay, if I get stuck where I'm going and can't get back, I probably need one more pair of underwear for that extra day, so I throw it in my work bag. Because I'm bringing my work bag with me, and then I've got the extra pair of underwear just in case I get stuck wherever I'm going. That's good planning, is what that is.
No, it'd be good planning would be packing that
in your suitcase
right away.
But also recognizing that maybe I forgot it, or maybe I might need it, and then having it, right? The whole better to need it, better to have it and not need it, than need it and not have it.
Guys will just go commando.
Yeah, or just turn them inside out.
I mean, if you trust a fart.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Gotta throw the underwear away, I mean...
It's where it gets dangerous.
I got some Excedrin.
Also, going commando isn't a guy's only thing.
Yeah, girls don't wear underwear sometimes. I would rather not wear underwear than have that thing...
The comfortable thong that Chewy claims.
The comfortable thong. Where is that thong? We flung it on the window a few weeks ago, and I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, but no one's found the pair I wore.
You stashed those?
I thought you threw them away.
I did.
I do not have a toothbrush, guys. I'm very disappointed in myself, actually, because I thought there was a good chance that I would have a toothbrush in there.
Again, there's a good chance there's a microphone in there. There's a good chance that, you know, name random, a bag of Cheetos. Like, there's a good chance that there's, you know, name any random item, and there's a good chance it's in your bag.
See, this is how weird I am, though, guys. I'm actually very disappointed in myself right now. Like, I'm actually working through extreme disappointment that given the opportunity to have the thing that I needed, I didn't have it.
But why would you have a toothbrush in there?
Well, because, you know, you want to have good breath, you want to have clean. It's like, why do you carry mints? Why do you carry gum? Because you interact with people and you want to be able to walk up to them and then
here's the inherent...
not offend them with your breath.
Wait, so you think that, because, I mean, if you need some, actually, I do not have any gum on me. I typically do. But, like, you think having a toothbrush in your bag is similar to walking around with mints or gum?
It's similar, yeah. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar.
The inherent flaw inside of your bag being this like wonderful thing and it helps you be a planner header, it's just a collector. It just
planner header.
it just allows you to justify things as, oh, I planned ahead, but really what's happening is you accumulate crap. And then you throw it in there, and then it just stays there until it runs its course.
Yeah, that's probably
because somebody who was thinking ahead of time would have a toothbrush in there ready to go at all
times. That's what I'm saying. So I'm very disappointed in myself right now that now I need the toothbrush.
But what Josh
is
what?
But what Josh is saying is you're lying to yourself. and thinking that you're this big planner when in actuality you are not.
I'm just a collector. I'm just collecting stuff. I don't think that the old tampon with the toothpaste is that bad of an idea.
I don't think it's a good idea. Is it the worst idea that anybody's ever had on the show? No. But again.
But that bar is so low.
Very low bar to, you know,
so
jump over.
I should just use my finger with the toothpaste, right? Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
I think that's
so
probably
the
best
break,
way to go.
I'll go to the bathroom. I'll use the toothpaste that I happen to have in my bag, which again, why? Who knows? Don't know when it arrived or when it landed. But
again, I mean, other than the 70 degree day we had the other day, I don't know the last time the sun was out, so I don't know why you have sunscreen. Well, you travel.
I was in California. Yeah. Lots of folks weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Clint saying, eat some celery. That's nature's toothbrush. If I don't have a toothbrush in my bag, Clint, there's no chance in hell I have celery.
I thought apples were nature's toothbrush.
Ooh. Celery can't be nature's toothbrush when it gets stuck in your teeth so severely. Right?
I mean, same thing with an apple. You know, the skin of an apple can kind of get stuck in there. But I was under the impression that apples were nature's toothbrush.
Terry weighing in saying, the chemicals in most deodorants is why I switched to Dr. Swatch deodorant. Little endorsement there for the old Dr. Swatch, just so you know.
Why are we giving Dr. Swatch problems?
I was going to tell you that my kid has 7 Dr. Swatch flavors? No.
Scents. Not flavors. If they're flavors, we have to have a different conversation.
Stanley weighing in saying, nobody uses manual toothbrushes anymore. Why haven't you switched to electric?
Yeah, electric is
my
all the
dentist
way.
Said, because you can't carry an electric toothbrush around.
Yeah, right. You could get those little ones that, the disposable ones, I suppose.
They have a disposable electric toothbrush? I had no idea.
Yeah, but they're more, I mean, they're shaped like a traditional toothbrush and they just have a battery inside of them and then you toss them when they're done?
Chase was brushing his teeth the other night as he was getting ready for bed, and I walked past his bathroom and it was like, "Rrr!" I go, "What the hell is going on in there?" He said, "Oh, I'm brushing my teeth." I go, "That's broken." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Give me a minute." I went to my bathroom, grabbed my electric toothbrush, brought it into his room, and he goes, "What are we doing, a visual aid here?" I go, "That's exactly what we're doing, a visual aid." I played his. It did the, you know, very loud motor sound.
Stuck in first, can't get in a second.
Exactly. I played mine, and it was like,
Do you guys use the water picks?
Oh, yeah. I swear by them.
Yeah?
No, they're unbelievable.
First time I used one, I was like afraid of it.
Why?
Because I just didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, you just don't know what to
there's
do.
There's a lot of force. And then if you leave your mouth for a second with the trigger down, you're spraying water all over. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like an adventure. I'm afraid of a water pick. I've never used one other than when I'm at the dentist. I'm worried about hurting my gums. I'm sure that it takes a little bit of practice, right, Chew?
That's great. Even the dentist. Because they do that prick test with you. To see how far your gums go.
Did you pass?
C's get degrees.
Hey, which one are we talking about?
No, they're wonderful. I love them. It's a good little weapon, too.
Which of us would pass the prick test, by the way? Not me. Not me. Hey, listen, we got Jason Wilde coming up. Lots of stuff we want to get to this morning on the Green Bay Packers. The report card for NFL teams came out yesterday. Packers did pretty well. They were third on the list, but there were some areas, guys, that were head scratchers, namely head coach as far as the league goes. We'll talk to that. We'll talk about that with Jason Wilde. And I see that they're about to talk about Jordan Love on Get Up this morning. What in the world could they be talking about? Maybe his contract? We'll dive into that as the show goes on this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes. No more, no less. It's Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame. Catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Audio Plus Network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Always great to check in with our friend and teammate, Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today? It's quiet.
He might not have heard you.
Good morning, Jason. I don't think he heard me.
That's not good.
How about now?
Hi, Jason. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Hello.
I'm chatting it up with Joshy. So good morning, Jen. Good morning, Chewy. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. Who's Keith? Oh, I get it. Keith, Gabe's
Lily?
Dad, Mark, right? That's the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay, good.
My
figured
Chewy
that
moments.
Out.
I'm proud of it. Yeah, Chewy. I've turned into Chewy.
Yesterday, the NFL released the NFLPA report card. I guess it was the Players Association then that released it. Seemed a little interesting that the Green Bay Packers were the third overall, right? When you look at the whole thing and you aggregate all of the grades, the Packers were third overall. And yet, Matt LaFleur was 21st with a B-plus as head coach, and apparently players said they wanted more input. What was your feedback, or what was your reaction to that, Jason?
Chewy, would you agree that players always want more input?
Yes. I thought B-plus, pretty good grade.
I thought so, too, and you know, finishing 26th. If Jair Alexander gave him an F, that would drag down his score.
Yeah.
So I didn't think much of it. Look, I think it was interesting. I agree with you, Jen, because he does seem like he is far more of a player's coach than maybe some other coaches might have been seen as that. And we know that he takes players' input a lot because he let Aaron Rodgers pretty much run the whole show, right? Or so some people might think. So I I thought that was curious. I thought to me the most interesting thing was that they got some of the highest grades of any strength and conditioning staff, and they fired everybody.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
That was what jumped out at me. What's your interpretation of that?
The only thing I can think of is too close to the guys, kind of letting them do what they want. But, Jason, you know, anytime there are a lot of ACLs, anytime there's a lot of hamstrings, anytime there's a lot of shoulders, they're blaming the strength coach, right? Which isn't fair.
Yeah, it isn't. I agree. And look, whether you're Kent Johnston or Barry Rubin or Rock Gullickson or Redman, I mean, they've had lots of different strength coaches. There's some that are more old school than others. There are some that are more progressive than others. But I've always believed this, that yes, you can train and you can do Pilates and yoga and all the things that are designed to prevent injuries. But like, you know, I look at Dre Greenlaw. The Packers hired the assistant strength and conditioning coach from the 49ers. His name is Aaron Hill, right? Played football at Minnesota. Is it his or his boss's fault that Dre Greenlaw ruptured his Achilles as he ran off the sideline in the Super Bowl? Like, a lot of times, you know, injuries are luck, bad luck. And I also, you know, again, I know Goody believes he's got a Super Bowl contender, and I don't disagree with him. But I do think we have a tendency to forget how many different things have to go your way for that opportunity to arise. And one of the things, I know Christian Watson missed a bunch of time. I know, you know, Darnell Savage and Jair Alexander weren't available for large chunks of the season. But on the whole, you know, Elgton Jenkins coming back from that knee injury in Atlanta as quickly as he did, not even playing as well as he's capable of, but him being back in the lineup even, like, they had a pretty healthy year when you think about the most important pieces. We always got hung up on, oh, my God, they got 17 guys on the injury report. And then by Friday, there'd be three guys that were ruled out, right? They were really healthy last year. And compared to other seasons I've covered and compared to other teams, and I'm really eager to see if, you know, bringing in someone from the 49ers increases that, or if Aaron Hill does everything right and he's even better than Chris Gizzy and they have more injuries. I don't know if I believe in the causation there.
Jason, ownership had a pretty high grade for the Green Bay Packers of A, and obviously that's more of a reflection on Mark Murphy. He's certainly a lightning bolt anytime he opens up a microphone and has an opportunity to speak publicly, but why do you think he received such a high grade amongst the players?
Yeah, Keith, I look at it from a different perspective. I look at it from, that's a grade that they don't have an owner. Like, I didn't think of it as, oh, they give Mark Murphy a good grade. I thought of it as, well, the structure here, we like the way it is. And certainly there's, to some degree, I would agree that it's a reflection of Murphy, but I think it's more like, I just don't think. And again, I also think that it's interesting that these numbers come out. I don't know what they were last year. Frankly, I don't remember when this came out last year. I don't remember if it was as detailed as it is this year. I know I don't remember talking about it to any meaningful degree like we are this year. So I don't know, maybe J.C. Tretter and the Players Association just did a better job of packaging it. But they've got so many guys, and Chewy, you know this from your playing days, that have never played anywhere else, and a bunch of guys who've never played in the league at all, mm-hmm. right? So many rookies and first and second year guys that they don't really have much to compare it to. So I also think that that would be a variable in how different coaches and different teams fared in different categories, because, you know, Devondre Campbell played in a couple of other places, right? Preston Smith played in, what, one other place? They don't have many guys on their roster that have a lot of experience being around the league, and they can't sit there and go, oh, well, if you guys think, you know, the head coach here, that Matt LaFleur doesn't listen to us, let me tell you about the time I was in Seattle or whatever it might be. Like, I do think there are some interesting variables here that the data doesn't necessarily explain.
Well, for instance, and I thought this was the most glaring thing, the Kansas City Chiefs were ranked 31st on the list overall. The owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt, was ranked 32nd overall. And yet the Kansas City Chiefs famously won the Super Bowl in back-to-back years. So I guess I wonder how much some of this even matters, right? Would the players trade an owner that they would give an A to, which would theoretically bump up the Chiefs' grade across the board, or the Super Bowl ring they're going to get at the beginning of next season?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jen. And I'm not saying that. You know what I don't like, by the way, in this business is when people tell you, that's a great question. Well, it's not really a great question. They're just buying time because it was such a bad question. They don't know how to answer it. That's a great question. And I don't know if, again, do bad working conditions. Like, here's another example, and I have no idea how the Patriots fared on the list this year or how they would have or have fared in past years. But it sure sounded like that it wasn't really fun to play football in New England, right? Like, if you remember, when the Packers hired LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers did not want McDaniels to get the job. Like, he was the one guy that Rodgers was adamantly, vehemently against. Because, now, whether or not that was because he would have done what he wanted and not listened to Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. But I think there was a feeling beyond him that playing in New England, while it's great to win, on a day-to-day basis was not the most enjoyable thing for many players. I think they do have that. I think there are those that believe that in the league. So if it's not much fun, or like, how did Andy Reid do on that? I get the feeling that they love Andy Reid. Do they not?
He got an A+. I believe he had the top ranking of any. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the only good grade the Chiefs had.
I thought the other interesting category, and I saw some wives who chimed in from other teams as well. Tampa Bay, I think I saw a couple of wives who had opinions, was treatment of families. And what the Packers have, like a B+ or something like that?
I thought it was a C+.
Yeah, C plus.
So apparently we don't do a good enough job in Green Bay of taking care of family. So I wonder too how this will be acted upon, if at all. Like, does it lead to changes? Or like when you go to a restaurant and you fill out the comment card in a negative manner, and they say, well, that guy won't be eating here anymore, so forget him. We're not worried about him.
Well, no.
I'll be curious to see how that plays out.
There's no way this leads to any meaningful change. Maybe one team here or there.
Well, the Buccaneers have already gone on the record saying that they will take the results seriously and improve where they can. Mm-hmm. Jason, before we let you go, I do want to get to the Preston Smith news. What was your reaction to the news yesterday that Preston Smith will be back for another season in Green Bay after they restructured his deal?
Yeah, I mean, he took a legit pay cut. You know, one of my pet peeves about what we tend to do in this business is call something a restructure when it's not really a restructure. Like, he took money. He's taking less money this year with the chance of making it up if he gets certain sack incentives. And so I think it says a couple things. I think one, you know, when Matt LaFleur was texting me, making fun of me that now that they were switching to a 4-3, he wouldn't have to explain two down linemen versus four down linemen anymore. One of the things he referenced was that now we can call P, which is Preston, and RG, Rashawn Gary, defensive ends. So I don't have to explain that to you, which was a good jab. I liked it, right? That told me from the very jump that it was important to him, and I believe important to Goody, that they figured out a way for Preston Smith to come back. Preston Smith was not going to be here on a $16 million cap number, though, so they had to get that down, and I think he played it smart because I think there are other examples around the league, and I always use Dalvin Cook as the example at running back. Aaron Jones took a $5 million pay cut last year to stay from $16 to $11 million, and he would have never gotten $11 million on the market, right? Dalvin Cook said, no, I don't want the $10 million from the Vikings. I'm going to find a better deal elsewhere. And he didn't. He bounced around. It didn't work out in the Jets. Where did he go? Baltimore after that. So I think Preston Smith looked at it and goes, okay, I'll take a little bit less. I'll still get paid $10 million. I know I'm going to be on this team, and I can make it up. He had that happen a couple of years ago, too. So I think he was really smart. I think he's an important piece of what they do. And I think this is one of those rare occasions, even though it is a pay cut, where it's a win for everybody.
But is he going to be a backup, Jason?
No, I don't think so, Chu. I mean, I think they're going to look, if they're going to go four down linemen, he's one of the guys that looks like a defensive end in a 4-3, right?
Mm.
Like, I really like Rashawn Gary as a player and as a dude. I enjoy my interactions with him. I think he doesn't look like he looked when he came in from Michigan when he did play with his hand down. And I'm not saying he's got to get fat or anything like that, but, like, he looks like a svelte outside linebacker guy now, right? Mm-hmm. And so I am curious how they, you know, they say that this isn't a big deal and they play nickel. I mean, last year, I know you guys got to go, but last year they played base defense 26.7% of their snaps. So one out of every four snaps, basically, they were in base. That's it. And so I get that, but he does not look like a defensive end. And I know the league has changed and those guys aren't as heavy as they were when you were playing, but Preston Smith looks the part of a 4-3 defensive end. Maybe that image has changed, but I still think he's going to be a vital part of what they do.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Tell Shefty and Keith I said hi. Take care. Be good.
All right, he's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every weekday right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Have you guys tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, what are you waiting for? It's the clean energy drink that you need, that I need to stay active and energized all day long. Trust me, when I'm trying to make a trip on the West Coast and get back and do Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on the following morning, Celsius is the only thing that gets me through the day. My favorite flavor is the peach vibe, although I told you guys that sparkling grapefruit, so good. If you haven't tried it yet, I highly recommend it. You can find it at Pick and Save or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's I don't know, it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, Jen, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Whether you live in the area and you want to enjoy a night out, or you're visiting Milwaukee, I highly recommend you stay and experience St. Kate the Arts Hotel. The hotel is ideally located in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee. Deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, nightly live music, and when my friends from the network come to Milwaukee, this is where they stay. They stay at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Book special hotel packages with room rates starting as low as $129 a night. You can learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com. She's all I need, all of my life. I guess Wendy's had a little change of heart. Wendy's was everywhere. I saw Wendy's. I was on the airplane and the gentleman next to me was watching one of those news networks. They were talking about Wendy's surge pricing there. People have been talking about it in the sports space. People have been talking about it on the local news. I guess the reaction to Wendy's suggestion about surge pricing their burgers didn't go over well, huh, Chew?
I guess they listened to the show, which was very... isn't shocking,
it's,
right?
It's so rare that everybody agrees on something.
That it was bogus.
Yeah, like it was just the dumbest idea ever. Like usually you at least get one... Dip Bleep, who wants to be the dissenting voice, and literally everywhere, across the board, on the internet, everyone's like, what's Wendy's doing? This is a dumb idea. I'll just go to a different burger place.
But the more surprising thing is, I'm sure there's an executive committee for Wendy's, much like the Packers, and people didn't stand up and go, this is maybe the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life, and kind of shop it, or do a, what do they call those groups that, you know, they run something.
A focus group?
A focus group, right? And see if it works.
All right, let me ask you this.
I do have context that I think is important here is basically...
Important context, Joshy. What are we doing?
Are you about to stand up for Wendy's CEO?
No. The Wendy's CEO presented it in a wrong way. Basically...
Seems like you're standing up for Wendy's CEO.
What they wanted to do is offer like happy hours, so in downtimes you can have cheaper items, but they phrased it like Uber, and everyone thought... Well, Uber gets more expensive. It rarely gets more cheap.
Yeah.
So, like, they're trying to change the prices to get people in during downtime, and they just were really bad at PR. So now they have to take it back.
That sounds like the old, you know.
Sounds like you're standing up for it.
Let me just tell
you
this.
Sounds like I asked you a question, Josh, and then you lied to my
friend. I read the press release.
I've got a Wendy's probably 2 miles from my house out in Waukesha County. It never looks like Chick-fil-A.
No.
It never looks like Chick-fil-A. I mean, the line might be 4 cars. It ain't 20 cars deep. So I don't know what their rush hour is like, but I mean, if anyone should have ran this out, it maybe should have been Chick-fil-A because that place is always packed.
I did love the people who were talking about it like the stock market, right? I sent you guys that tweet yesterday that said, when I buy a Baconator on the dip, short the sandwich at 12:15 and turn a 27% profit. Which is great because, again, to Josh's point, even if the idea was to go less expensive on off hours, right? So at like 2:15, you can snag a spicy chicken sandwich for $1.50.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then here's what I'm going to do. When you raise it back up to the regular price of $3.50 or $3.99, I'm going to sell it for $2.50. Just be handed out chicken spicy chicken sandwiches from the trunk of my car. Make a little profit. We got to take a break. We've got Adam Schefter coming up next. Different time, different day for Adam, but he is at the Combine. We'll get the latest from the NFL space from Adam Schefter right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, some more
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Well, let me tell you about Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. You can find them in Brookfield, Maguanago, and Pewaukee. And here's how it works, guys. It is faster, it is easier, it is less expensive than the ER or urgent care. So if you find yourself with a sprain or a strain or a fracture or a laceration or a dislocation, check out our friends over at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. There is a difference. Thrilled to be joined now by Adam Schefter. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today? I assume you are in Indianapolis for the Combine.
Good morning, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We are in Indy for the Combine. You are correct, Jen.
All right, so the report card came out yesterday, the NFLPA, and I was telling Gabe, like 1,700 people for 32 teams, that's a pretty good return rate. You know, you're averaging 53 people per team. How do you explain the Kansas City Chiefs having such a low grade across the board, 31st in the league, and yet winning the Super Bowl in back-to-back seasons?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because it was one of the first things that somebody from another team texted me, an executive, a high-ranking executive, sent me the results. He says, you know, per the NFL PA report, talking about the owners that have the highest-ranked scores, and he said, maybe this is surveying the wrong thing when the top team, Miami, never has won a playoff game, and the bottom has 3 Super Bowl titles in 4 years, right? Like, I can't explain it other than these are the results. They turn them in, and the Dolphins graded high, and the Chiefs did not. There you go.
Adam, is this more, you think, of the players being spoiled or the owners being cheap? Because I can tell you, when I first got to Green Bay back in 92, our facilities at Boston College were better than Green Bay's. When I got to Green Bay, they charged us for deodorant. They charged us for soap. They charged us for shampoo. They charged us for Raiders. And all of a sudden, Holmgren comes in from San Francisco, and that all goes away, and this franchise pivots. So in today's world, do you think the players are being a little too whiny and spoiled?
Well, I think that's today's world. By the way, before we get to today's players, how much did you spend on deodorant back in the day, Chewy?
I think it was like $1.12. But we weren't, Adam, we were getting Old Spice. Well, we were getting knockoff.
And just for the record, Adam, he spends $0 on deodorant now, so he is saving money in that space.
Well, that's why I asked. I wanted to make sure that he's, you know, making sure that he's being considerate to you and Gabe, right? Like, I mean, we don't want Chewy stinking in there. We don't want, you got to make sure the deodorant's taken care
of. That ship has sailed, Adam.
We just got to get used to it at this point. Yeah, we got no other choice.
But, you know what? The truth of the matter is, but that shows you, right? Like, that's how it was back in the day where teams would charge things, charge for things like that Chewy's talking about. And now I think today's player, the players that are coming into, it's a different world. You know, they're coming in, they're starting to have made money in college, they've had attention, they've been on social media. It's just the mindset is different. And if you talk to coaches and front offices and ask them, is there a difference between a player today and a player 10 years ago or 20 years? Yes and yes and yes. And they change all the time. Like, that's the nature of the world. Just like, you know, a 20-year-old today is probably different than a 20-year-old when we were younger. It's not just player-driven. It speaks to society and where we're at and a larger question and a larger issue. But, yeah, these players, I think, they expect more. They're a little bit more entitled than players of previous generations.
So do you think that any teams that received any grades that were low in any situation is actually going to lead to any change, or is this just something that, oh, this is good information to have, but doesn't actually lead anywhere?
Well, I saw that somebody pointed out that the Chargers charge their players for daycare. I don't know. I have a hard time believing that Jim Harbaugh is going to leave in a policy that charges the players for daycare. Like, I think he'd rather pay for that on his own than have his players paying for daycare.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't have Philip Rivers as his quarterback, Adam.
That's very good. That's right. Well, that's probably why the Chargers implemented those policies to begin with. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Well, and just to be clear, I think I was reading an article on Sports Illustrated this morning that says that Green Bay does not provide childcare. I think that was one of the issues that the players responded to when they gave them a lower grade for how they treat families. It sounds like they do not offer game day childcare, even though a lot of other NFL teams do.
But does ESPN Milwaukee provide daycare for you guys? And when you come into work there, you're allowed to bring your kids in and check them into daycare?
I think in case of emergency, right? I could have somebody.
I mean, you could have them here. Yeah. It's not like we provide the child. Like, we don't
There's
have
no,
a room.
Correct.
Yeah.
Daycare.
No. You could make the argument that we all are a bunch of children, and that's what they actually are in the business of, is just watching children all day long, Adam.
Adam, how much interest is Kirk Cousins going to garner in free agency?
That is going to be the biggest free agent question out there and the highest profile guy. And it certainly sounds like to me, like he'll be back in Minnesota or Atlanta will make a run. Now, could there be another team that enters the fray? Yes. Do I see that team right now? It's not as obvious, but it just feels like right now, a couple of weeks out of free agency, that the two potential landing spots for Kirk Cousins would be Minnesota, where he wants to be, would like to be. We'll see what they pay. Or Atlanta, where his wife's family is from, where he spent time in the offseason, where they need a quarterback, and they might be willing to pay to get one. Those, to me, would seem to be the two likely spots. Like, is there another spot that could pay what it would take to get Kirk Cousins? And I'm not sure that there is or isn't.
I mean, I guess the only other – the quarterback needy team would be Pittsburgh, right? Like they've been wanting a quarterback ever since Big Ben retired,
right?
And even the last
right.
couple of years of Big Ben, because he was always banged up.
Right, but I don't see Pittsburgh spending, I don't know, what is it going to be, $45, $50 million a year for Kirk Cousins when they do have a first-round draft pick still invested in Kenny Pickett and they want to see what he's about.
So the other offseason storyline that I think is interesting, and maybe the Packers dip their toe in depending upon the price, what's going to happen at running back? Because last year, that market was really suppressed, and now it seems like after the reporting you had earlier this week where a lot of these guys are not getting franchise tagged this year, Adam, the market's going to be over flooded with running backs.
It is, and A.J. Dillon's going to be in that group, and I don't know that there's ever been a year in free agency when there's been a deeper, more talented group of running backs than this current one. And to me, there are like five headline names, because last year there were three running backs that got franchise tagged: Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard. All three are scheduled to be free agents in the coming days. In addition, you got Derrick Henry, You've got Austin Eckler, and then you've got a group of other running backs there. If I could just call up my list right now, hold on 1 second. In addition to those five that we already named right there, additionally, you got DeAndre Swift, A.J. Dillon, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Ezekiel Elliott, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Like, and you have a deep running back draft. So all of a sudden, you got a flood of running backs, which is not going to be good for the prices that they want to get paid, but it's going to be good for teams. So there are going to be teams out there that could go add a running back on the cheap. You know, like, it's just going to happen that way. Now, will a couple of these guys get paid? I expect that to be the case. I think the top guys get some money, probably not as much as they once hoped, but not bad. But it's, look, free agency is about supply and demand. And the supply of running backs is great, and the demand for running backs is not.
Adam, we're paying peripheral attention to what is going on with the Chicago Bears, and obviously that has been a storyline a lot of people have been following. What do you think the Bears will do, and what do you think Packers fans should want them to do? Of course, wanting them to remain an irrelevant franchise that we only talk about as they're headed into the draft and have a high draft pick.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, what I would say to that, where I would start would be that I think last year C.J. Stroud turned the draft a little bit on its head because there were people that questioned his leadership. The test scores were way low, which were reported and worried some teams, and there were some question marks that teams had on C.J. Stroud, who comes in and looks like one of the five best quarterbacks in the league, the offensive rookie of the year, and looks like he has Houston set for years to come. So then you say to yourself, what do these testing scores mean, really, like if C.J. Stroud's going to do that? So when you say, what do I think the Bears should do? I got to tell you something. I'm a little shaken by trying to figure out which quarterbacks are going to project well and which quarterbacks are going to not project well, because I think C.J. Stroud really upended that last year and showed that, okay, you know, Carolina gave up this haul to move up to number one because it was convinced on Bryce Young, who was this, you know, great quarterback who tested incredibly well and was brilliant and all those. And he didn't look like C.J. Stroud his first year. So I know the Bears are sitting there in an incredible spot. They have picks one. They have picks nine. They have cap space, and I don't know. Well, I would think that the plan would be that they're going to take Caleb Williams at one and then trade Justin Fields. That's the plan. Now, what actually happens, we'll see, because things happen to change. They're going to meet Caleb Williams this week in Indianapolis for the first time. It's honestly like going on a date. They want to make sure both sides that they like each other. They feel good about each other. Okay, Bears, do we like Caleb? Caleb, do you like the Bears? What if somebody doesn't like somebody? What if somebody gets a bad feel? Like, probably not. It's hard to imagine that would happen, but it could. There could be something that happens there that throws a little monkey wrench into the process. And so they're dating this week, and we'll see how that goes. But I think going into this process, people believe that they'll wind up on Caleb Williams and they'll wind up dealing Justin Fields then at pick number nine. But let's see how the process plays out, because we all know there's a lot that happens in the 2 months leading up to the draft.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Thanks for changing your day, changing your time, and hopefully you have a very successful and enjoyable time there as the Combine wraps up this week.
Thank you.
All right, he's Adam Schefter. Always happy to have him every single week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Your total experience at the Island Resort and Casino includes two championship golf courses. Stay and play packages are available. Book early to guarantee choice dates. That's right. We're talking about golf up at the Island Resort and Casino. I've been up there. Fantastic golf. You're going to enjoy it. For complete information, visit islandresortgolf.com today.